What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV. Today, we are super excited to have two of the people who make the show Revenge Body what it is today. Please don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Again, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are here again for Kardashians Weekly. We love coming here every single week to let you guys know all of the ins and outs of this wonderful family that we cannot help but keep track of. It's super addicting to keep up with the Kardashians. But today we are joined by two amazing people, some of the casting directors of our favorite show, Revenge Body by Khloe Kardashian. So they're here in studio to let us know all about the show and the intense casting process. But before we start, please introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
Sure. My name is Dana. It's spelled D-A-N-A. Last name is A-S-A-D-I. My social media is Dana Asadi. All one word. Instagram. That's about it. Instagram, right. Facebook.
Awesome.
And mine is Sheila Conlon at Conlon Co. TV. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard III. Nice to see you. Nice to be heard.
Yes. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. You guys have been very, very busy the past couple weeks, I'm sure. So, so thanks for coming in. What is the first steps when you're trying to cast such a great show like this?
First steps? Well, fortunately, we did it before.
Yes.
So, we are continuing the casting process. And so how we begin is obviously getting the word out.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is social media. Media is a big deal, right? And, we put up on the Conlon Company casting page that we're looking for this. And that usually draws a lot of attention because everybody's going there to find out what we're casting for next. And, we come up with our questionnaire. We come up with flyers such as these that we do. And basically, we get out the word everywhere we can. And I really believe in grassroots casting and outreach. So it's picking up the phone. It's finding out who knows who that knows who that could do this, whether it's them or somebody else. But really finding that. And we also love getting out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
As you encountered the other day, right?
That was so cool. I was in Woodland Hills at the Village Mall, the outdoor mall, and these two wonderful ladies came up and the group that I was talking to, and they're like, "Hey guys, just to let you know, here's a flyer. We're casting for Khloe Kardashian's show. You may have heard of it. It's called Revenge Body." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I do the after show." So I was excited to see that they were out there really searching for people, because a lot of people might have misconceptions that you guys just hire actors or whatever.
Oh God, no.
Not
God,
true
no,
at all.
No.
Yeah.
And I can tell you there is a huge process that goes into starting any show and the casting process. So I bring in someone like Donna as, supervising casting producer, and she gets everything up and running, kind of give them a little snippet of what you do when you come in, because there's a lot of work before we even get to this, a lot more. So what kind of things do you do?
Well, we started first season, we cast the first and the second season, so we did the questionnaire, and it was really... actually, in the first season, we weren't supposed to, actually give out what the show was about.
Oh,
so we asked questions leading into what we want to, what we want to know. Like, if there's someone that they need closure from, or, to get, basically, that revenge on, confront. So we came up with a questionnaire, and then just putting the word out there, doing a lot of that, a lot of outreach in every aspect. And also coming up with an interview style that to get the authentic moments out of someone, to kind of make them, because usually people come in and they're nervous and just to get the authentic bites out of them, to really break down to see who they are as a person and what their story is really about.
Right. And this is such a different show. This isn't a dating show. Mm-hmm. It's not Hell's Kitchen, which I've done forever. Where, we go in, find out, can they cook, can they not cook, or do they want to own a restaurant? This is one where our interview process, we're in there with them for at least an hour, maybe an hour and a half, because it does have to be for us to find out who are they, what is their story, what happened to them, what happened where all of a sudden they gained so much weight, or happened a long time ago, they couldn't lose the weight, what's the block? And, you know, you can't get that out of someone in 20 minutes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's a lot, as Donna said, that goes into it. Planning, paperwork, organization, timelines. You know, so there's the business side of it. And then there's the creative side where we get to be out there and actually meeting the people and figuring out who are they and are they right for the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of criteria that they need to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's involved. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then speaking of like getting out there and meeting the people, so when you guys did your LA casting today, what was that like? What type of people did you meet? Who did you interview? How did that go?
Well, you know, it was really, this is the first time we did an open call.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I mean, we got a pretty good crowd. People responded when they saw the open call. It was like, oh my God, we can come out and meet people and talk to them right then and there. It was a very diverse group. We had one guy who came from Ventura.
Wow.
So he traveled far and he is determined to be on the show. He's like, I want to be on the show. And then, you know, we had some people that want to be on the show. I think they were coming just to check out to see who was going to be there.
Okay, yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, and as the word that Donna used earlier, authentic, maybe not so authentic for the show, you know, just trying to see what they could do. But no, overall, it was great. I think we interviewed 25-some people.
Yeah, a little more than that, yeah. And there was one girl who wanted to fly in from Chicago. And I told her, no, it's okay. I'll do a Skype interview with you. Don't worry about it. She flew in to the meet and greet.
Wow. Oh, okay,
that we had at Luke's gym.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, people just want to, from all kinds of
states,
different states, nationals.
That's the thing I would love, and I've talked about it with the executive producers. I'm like, this show should be from all different cities. You know, mm-hmm. right now we have to do everything in Los Angeles.
Right.
Oh.
You know, and it has to be that way because the trainers are all here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the way it's set up and you know, for e-entertainment and everything, it's L.A. based.
Wow.
But I have applications and people calling in from South Africa,
wow.
London, China, India.
Wow.
Oh my God, I just had that they want to do this show. So it's very popular all over the world.
Yeah, wow.
It is. A lot from England, a lot from Scotland, Ireland, even Egypt, all kinds of different countries.
Here's an idea. You could always do like Revenge Body India edition. Like you could travel.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to say that, Dakota, because I have like going
Australia.
Revenge Body Atlanta.
Exactly.
New York.
That is so cool. That'd be so amazing. And especially like, you know, how they do like Kindle or Kylie and not Kylie. They haven't done one together yet, but like,
I like Kindle. That's a good one.
Yeah. Like Kim, you know, Kim and Courtney take Miami or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that
right.
Revenge Body takes Miami.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. I spin off. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there would be no shortage of people that would want to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as you can imagine then, that makes our job a little bit more narrow, tough, you know, to pick from people in LA and surrounding area. Because again, the show is so unique. People get to live at home.
Mm-hmm.
They go to their jobs. They have to learn how to incorporate this big change, this mind, body, soul change by living their life, which I think is why it really works. Because if you go away, you know, Biggest Loser and all those other shows, you're off in another house. You're secluded from your family, your everyday life. Once you leave that, you go back home, you're like, how do I do this?
Right.
You know, where's my food? I got to go get food. So this show, our trainers are amazing. They teach everyone, how do you buy food? How do you cook food? How do you figure out your schedule when you have to go to work or take care of your kids or do whatever it is to fit in that routine? So I was just telling Donna earlier, I'm like, I need to, you know, keep my revenge body going. And my heart is sick. She goes, well, your schedule. And I go, I know. We're actually doing the show and we can't even find time to work out.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's why I think it's such a unique, amazing show.
It's very, like, customized to each individual person because no one's life is the same. And as you were saying, some of the other shows, you know, they all fly out to somewhere and they're there for however many weeks to lose the weight. And then you said they have to go back to their families and figure out what they're going to do on their own. You guys really take the time to make sure that everyone is set so that whenever they leave, the only difference is there's not cameras on them.
Exactly.
It's the same lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, sometimes the cameras may add a little bit more motivation, but just from keeping up with the previous cast members from season one and season two, it seems like they've really kept it going and really taken it seriously. And I think that's a huge testament to what this show is doing and how it's, you know, still such an incredible thing for people to be involved with. So kudos to you guys, because I know it all starts with the casting process, because if you guys don't deliver and bring those people,
you have no show.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. I think I've been saying that for 20-some years. I was like, okay, why are the budgets getting smaller and smaller for casting? Right. And if you don't have the cast, you can't hire the grip, the camera guy. You can't hire the director. No one.
Yeah.
You don't have a show. So it's super, super important. And like I said, there's so many layers to being on this show. You have to have a person that uninhibited, ready to pour it out there and ready to make this huge change, because we have to see that unfold. Mm-hmm. And as you notice, some will make it, some have a harder, time getting there, but that's also relatable, because we all go through that, up and down. How many times you start a diet or a workout program, you're like, oh, I'm not going to go today. Oh, yes. I'm going to eat this. Oh, I'm going to do that. And we show that it happens. You fail here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people just, they have a hard time trusting the process, and they're like, they're just like, well, I'm not losing enough weight, or I don't know if I don't know if I should eat like these crunchy, sugary stuff that he gives me. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see how people react to like just working with certain trainers and like battling with whether or not they can trust the process. A lot of it is about trust.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then what do you guys do for that trust when you do have, contestants who are like, I just can't do it. I don't know why I was casted on this show. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I'm not going to be able to lose this 10 pounds.
Well, I think it's like with any of us. Anytime we start something, it's hard to go through it. I think you get scared. Mm-hmm. There's fear that comes up. And we just get to see it unfold. We get to see those pitfalls. But we all have been there.
Right.
And whether it's falling in love, whether it's a new job or trying to pursue a career, for sure, trying to work out. I know that's the hardest one.
Right.
But, when they want to give up, it's normal, because you hit this wall sometimes when you feel like you're defeated. You're just not getting there. Mm-hmm. But that's part of it. You got to break through it.
Exactly.
So we just keep motivating them.
Good.
Some people end up getting fired.
Exactly.
Well, if they're not really into it and taking it seriously, then we have to let them go.
Yeah.
And Chloe has that chat with them. Mm. She's watching. She's seeing the progress. She talks to the trainers. And the trainers, they're no bullshit. They'll sit there and go, hey, I have people that pay me thousands of dollars to work out with, and if you're not going to do this, I'm not wasting my time with you.
Exactly.
So, which is great, because they're not just doing it to coddle someone. They're doing it to get results.
Yeah, right. That's crazy, because I was going to ask you, have you ever casted someone, took a chance on them, and then filmed multiple days with them, and then have to just kind of scratch their episode because it's not working out?
Mm. No, we run a pretty tough ship.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of steps that go on prior to that. So by the time we start cameras rolling and we know what we're in for, it's working.
Yeah.
And we know how we're going to follow that story.
Yeah.
And how it's going to go. But yeah, it's... a lot of planning goes into it ahead of time.
Do you ever have, backup contestants in case it doesn't work out? Like, people you're working with on the side, to see, okay, well, maybe we're not going to air this one, but we're going to go with them?
I could maybe say yes or no.
Because that's something I've always wanted to know.
But also, even if something doesn't work out, we don't really, we show that on camera. We don't hide that. Like Joel. Joel was fired.
Sutka,
Brittany was fired, and she's from first season. But second season, Joel, his conversation with Chloe, she was like, "Well, you don't have to cry just because I said fake cry. Yes. You don't have to fake cry just because I said that." So she called him out on it, and she recognized that. Okay, I'm dealing with someone who's not super giving me the truth, and then we don't hide it. We don't scratch it. It's just a very, because not everyone is fit for this, and not everyone is if mentally you're not prepared for it, it's a mind, body, and soul transformation. It all starts with the mental and the soul. But if you're not mentally ready for it, and he wasn't mentally ready for it, and Chloe called him out on it, and it's fine, but he came to terms with it, and he admitted at the end, so that's what you know, that's the triumph.
Right. And that, see how valuable that is for the viewers? Mm-hmm. Because they can relate to that, you mm-hmm. know, and they'd be going, oh, Joel, if you only did this, or, you know, right. or I could do that, or, you know, I would love that opportunity. Why did you blow it?
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, well, you know, but if everybody did everything perfectly,
it would
you know,
be too, it wouldn't
it's
be
not
authentic.
Real. Yeah, it's not real. Because it's not a real, you go through pain.
Yeah. Right.
And it's hard, yeah.
Does the person who casted Joel or, you know, somebody like Joel, does that person get in trouble or do they get a talking to, like, by their supervisor? Because it's like, you know, let's say hypothetically, like, Brittany, you casted him. Why didn't you see his whole story was fake? Like, do they get in trouble or no?
No, I mean, we look at the person and what their story is going into it. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to see how we can follow that through. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not about getting in trouble or okay. yelling at someone. Mm-hmm. It's like, here's an opportunity. We're giving you this opportunity. Here's okay. the guidelines. Here are the guidelines. And this is what we need you to do. And if you don't, you know, the only one you're really hurting is you.
Right.
Because
right.
you're the one that's not going to get the results. Mm-hmm. Or if you're not being truthful or, you know, giving us the real, you know, what's really going on, you're only hurting yourself. It's like Definitely. Going to therapy.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, therapists can't yell at you, right?
Yeah.
She just said, get out.
Right.
But, however, those trainers get to yell a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
They get to.
Love
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Have you, I mean, obviously you're a producer on the show, so whenever you're watching things unfold, have you ever been there where there's such an intense moment and you kind of have like an out-of-body experience because you're watching like a trainer, you know, confront one of them? Is it like kind of crazy to like live through the emotions that they're going through?
Oh, yeah, completely, to the point where I just forget that I'm like working, like, and there's cameras around and everything. Yeah, I'm totally, we're so invested in each person, mm-hmm. in each cast member. We're like family members by now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, when I see them work out and when I see them getting challenged and I see them, you know, I'm totally out of body experience. And even like, I'm like in one episode, you see me, Ken sees Corey for the first time. I don't know if you saw that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the
oh,
gym, and he was boxing. Yeah. And then he ran out of the gym, and I was like, go back,
Ken. Wait, were you the one who, like, ran after him? Like, wait, what's
yeah,
happening?
Like, go back.
Yeah,
go back. It's like running.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it is. It's interesting, too, because if I'm not on set, because a lot of times I'm already moving on to another show.
Right.
But I'll get the phone calls going, okay. This is going on. This is what you need to do. Can you, you know, come in, say this, call, do whatever, because we don't know what's going to happen in any right. given moment, right? Mm-hmm. And Ken is one of the funniest ones.
He's yeah. hilarious.
It's, yeah, I pursued Ken for a year to wow. get him on the show. Yes.
Wow.
He
yeah.
wanted it so bad, but a lot of things got in the way for him the first year because mm-hmm. he was living on the East Coast. Mm. And I just said, well, you didn't make it first season, but try again for, you know, the mm-hmm. second one. And he did, and, you know, that was a tough, I could cry, because mm-hmm. it really, yeah, that one, talk about being vested.
Yeah.
yeah.
That
yes.
was super vested, and yeah. his transformation was amazing. He had a lot of stuff to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't just, like, the weight. Like, he had so much else going on in his life. And that's what I love about the show. Because, obviously, when you think of the Kardashians, you think, okay, reality TV. So it's the way that you guys have, like, branded together reality and something so positive as, like, a weight loss transformation, but also mind, body, and soul as well.
Right.
When you marry those two together, it really gives you something that's not out there right now. Especially with... You guys are giving, you know, two people one episode, so you get to see everything unfold mm-hmm. when you're watching. So it was like a full transformation. It's not like you get to see this person over the course of like 8 weeks or whatever.
Right.
So everything that you guys have done to make the show the way it is the reason that I think we all watch, is because it's yeah. so addicting to see from start to finish all in the course of like... It's an hour, right? Like, I guess with
right,
commercials,
it's
like 48 minutes or something along those lines.
Yeah, but... and, you know, we have to give credit to, you know, Larissa mm-hmm. Mattson is our executive producer, and Eli Frankel, mm-hmm. who was the creator, the idea for the show.
Yeah.
So those two are brilliant in how they put this format together
mm-hmm.
and to make exactly what you just said, for these mm-hmm. stories to unfold in a self-contained episode.
Yeah.
Because it does, it makes you, it's like, wow, it all happened. You know, I would love to see them more, but this is just so much more impactful
mm-hmm.
to get it all, you know, in one thing. But also, our purpose isn't to watch someone go from, say, 300 pounds to 120. Mm-hmm, right. Or you have to be model thin, or you have to, you know, become the superstar. It's just about being healthy. Mm-hmm. And again, in the healthy in the mind, healthy in the body, physically healthy.
Right.
And I love that we're supporting that not every size is like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and also like someone like you that's super thin that we've brought in to say, how does someone want to gain muscle
or gain
weight, you know, that has a problem no matter what they eat. So, you know, I love that. There's no the stigma of a certain look.
Mm-hmm. Which you guys have really, especially for second season, I don't remember his name, but you brought in the couple where the guy was super thin. And
Chad and Allison.
To gain weight. And I love that episode because that's something that I struggle with. I feel like if I ever am on, like, one of those things where I'm trying to gain muscle and eat the right foods, I'm never getting the balance right. And I'm like, I need someone to, like, tell me how to do this. So, like, I learned a lot from that episode. And we had La in, and she was kind of giving me some tips and tricks.
Yeah.
And so, but no, I love that you give the opportunity to someone like him as well, because it's like, okay, well, he has his own journey, and he may not be trying to lose weight, but he's trying to gain the right kind of weight. And so I just think that was a really great creative choice, and I hope to see that again, because I think it was impactful to a lot of people.
When we are looking for that. We're looking for that story right now, too. Yeah. It's like just that body type that just needs, how do you make it bigger? Because sometimes too thin and not eating properly, you know, that's very unhealthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, so, and you may look thin, but then, like, you, like, obviously, like, whenever you look at someone and they have their clothes on, you can say, oh, wow, they're thin. But, like, if you take the shirt off, it's like, you know, they might have, like, the muffin top or, you know, like, so it's, like, it's one of those things where you know, skinny fat.
Yeah.
And, like, I was,
suffer from that.
And I was telling you guys before.
A little bit here there.
I was telling you guys before that that was something that I was definitely had a problem with. And then after watching season one, I just got in the gym and, like, tried to.
Okay, you're living proof. I wish I would have known this. So, everyone, you know that he watched the show and then you lost how much weight?
I think it was, like, 27 pounds.
That's insane.
Yeah. I it was just one of those things. It was actually, I was at the wrap party for season one and I was talking to Lacey and she was just so welcoming and so excited to talk to everybody. And we were telling her how we did the after show. And she was like, you guys should come in sometime. And I was just looking around at everyone and everyone was so happy and healthy. And I just was like, oh, like, I just want to be able
to.
Be a part
of that. Mm-hmm.
So it really kind of helped kickstart my my journey. But I mean, I've told you, like, the past month I've kind of fell off a little bit, but I mean, I think it's just so cool and inspiring. But
well, even when we just started, you know, we were we got the whole team together and what we've been doing was like, okay, let's go over to this gym. Okay, let's go take this class.
That's cool.
Okay, so we've done, like, group, you know, our office group going in and like, okay, we have to go see Corey. We have to go see Lacey. Let's go to Simone's. Let's go over here. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
And even, like, all our former cast members, they get together and work out together. Mm-hmm. They stay in contact. They do stuff together. They keep each other motivated. It's amazing. The kind of, like, relationship they form from the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can help kind of keep each other accountable, too, which is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like Gunnar still works out with Will.
He got it good. Let me tell you, like, I'm friends with Will, and he's always telling me how, you know, I'm at Gunnar's or I'm, you know, whatever. And can you imagine having Gunnar Peterson at your fingertips for, like, the rest of your life? Like, they're such great friends. And, like, during the interview we did with Gunnar, Will kind of came in the interview and, like, just seeing their banter back and forth. It's like you guys could give them their own spin-off. They're hilarious together.
They really are.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah. I'm sure there's
probably already one in the works,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Gunnar became kind of a father figure to Will, which is so beautiful to watch. And also, like, Ken told me the other day, I was like, oh, I was in Philly, so I trained with Corey, because Corey now is training Michael B. Jordan for Creed 2.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So, yeah, and Ken is originally from Philly. So he was like, yeah, I was in Philly, and then I trained with Corey. I was like, it's so cute.
See, it's amazing.
So nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to say, a lot of these trainers out there don't get the kudos they deserve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what they do. I mean, we've all been in this gym kind of health kick world for quite a while right now. Mm-hmm. But when you really get that right mentoring and that right person that knows how to help you with your body and to keep you going, it's pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's yeah.
When you guys, how do you cast the trainers? Do you do an open call also, or do you guys kind of just know, like, or does Chloe have a say in it, or how does that work?
For sure, the how the show was created, these were all of Chloe's hand-picked trainers, ones that she had worked with, and her sisters or her mom or somebody, very much because the show is about Chloe, you know, giving an opportunity to all the top trainers that she works with in LA and her glam squad, which is wardrobe, makeup, and all of that, nutritionist. So it is, everything is sanctioned through Chloe.
So,
you know, of course we have to meet them because we have to do a process with them and, you know, for the network as well to be able to show them as an interview on tape. So there's protocol with that. Right. But Chloe has the last say-so.
Yeah. As well as when you guys are auditioning people, I would assume you have them do that, the long questionnaire.
Oh, yeah, that famous long questionnaire.
Yes. Every time we interview any one of the contestants, they're always telling us, oh, the questionnaire was so long. And I was
Did you see that one guy from Cosmo? He commented on our questionnaire.
No, what did he say?
I think he did it second season or first season. I can't remember. He's like, this is the most insane application. I had to do it myself. So we did it, and it was hilarious. So he just tweeted me, I think, or Instagrammed me, and goes, oh, my God, you added more pages to the questionnaire.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, fill it out. Let's see if you can get on the show.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, but, you know, it's because we need, you know, it's so time-consuming.
Yeah.
So we also want to know if someone's vested themselves to take the time to do it, and it helps us start to get to know you, you know, as sooner than later or quicker than, you know, just meeting you face to face.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time and energy on each person. Yeah. So
it takes me like 20 minutes to get ready for each audition to like thoroughly go through the application and the answers and like, you know, write down some notes and like look at pictures, look them up on social media. It takes me a long while to get ready for an audition just so I can come in prepared and let them know, hey, I read your application. It really mattered to me. And like, you know, let's tell your story.
Wow. That's very neat. Because I feel like a lot of people, I mean, as an actor, you think, oh, well, the casting people, they don't know anything about me. They don't care to like look into like.
Sure.
But they do. And you guys really do. And especially for a show like this, because you have to, because it's all about, you know, who they are as a person and if you can work with them and what their story is. But obviously you guys, you do the questionnaire, you would meet them in person and then you put them on a tape and send all of your finalists to Chloe.
Right. So what happens is, and this is, you know, different than a lot of the other shows that are happening right now. We don't do any Skypes unless they're in another city. And if we like them and they're going on to a callback, they'll have to come out in person. Okay, because they also have to end up being in LA. So that commitment has to end up, you know, for real for them, that they would have to be here during the filming and that it makes sense to their for their reveal that people are here in LA.
Right.
So we go back to one-on-one because I can't interview someone on a Skype to try and figure out, you know, these stories, the trauma, what was their bumps in the road for with their journey. You know, and also their body. You can't tell what that's like on Skype.
And of course, they're going to try to like maybe have it to where it's here, kind of just because they don't want to put it out there yet.
Sure. So I mean, that one-on-one is key. So that also takes us longer as well because it's a one-on-one. You know, we have several interviewing stations or interview rooms, but still, you know, you you figure one person is at least 3-4 hours out of your time, at least.
Wow. That's a long time.
Because we also pre-qual first. So once they fill an application, you have, before you do your 20 minute, before you go into your interview, you've already spent 30 minutes or 40 minutes on the phone with them.
Oh my gosh.
It's very in depth. And then from there, then I work with the editor and put together the editing of the interview, which then goes to executive producers and to Chloe and to E.
Wow.
So it's a lot. It's a lot.
So they have to jump through a lot of hoops before that even shows. I mean, because Chloe, her time is limited. So you have to do all of this to show her, okay, these are the people that we are bringing to you. And then how many more are cut then after she sees these?
You know, it's not something we can really talk to. It's like cut here or there. It just becomes, it's a natural process. The ones that just, you know, have hit every box. And, you know, the right ones rise to the top.
Right.
But we go through many, 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 many.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Before we can get to that. Yes. It's wow. massive. Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. That's insane. Well, what is like one of the craziest stories that you've had like during the auditioning process? Has there been a contestant that just does something off the wall that you're just like, whoa, where did this come from? Or I wasn't expecting you to bring that up.
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. Well, you know, we get a lot of crying, which wow. happens. And I think, I guess I would say, so they end up revealing something in that room that they didn't put on the application.
Mm.
As we're interviewing them, it'll start to go down the path, and then they'll tell something that they weren't ready to put down on paper yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's rewarding, and I feel like a breakthrough, and that is something that was like, wow, you just shared, you opened up. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think on this one I can say that I've had too many surprises. I don't know about you.
I was very surprised that Michael could twerk. He twerked in the audition in the interview room. He twerked.
That's okay, that's a good one. Okay, that's a good one.
For those of you who don't remember, he's the veteran who is super like manly and like deep voice, and like so I would not expect him to do that in the interview.
Yeah. You know, Mike applied and then he decided he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, really? He was telling us that.
And I was like, okay, Mike. And then Donna would talk to him, mm-hmm. and then I would wait a couple weeks and I would talk to him. It wasn't until we were ready to start shooting almost a few weeks before.
Oh wow.
That Mike came back in and we're like, you should really consider this. This is really right for you.
That's cool.
So, and now he's so grateful. I saw him the other day and he was like, you changed my life. You literally changed my life.
Gosh.
Like, I was like, oh. And he invited me to train with him and Aaron. They're still trained together.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. And the fact that you guys added Aaron Williamson on this past season was a great, great, very tailored to Mike.
Right.
So I thought that was great, and it brought a great story and shed some light on some very important things as well. So it shows that the show is always evolving and you guys are always trying to figure out, okay, who can we reach next?
And exactly what was some great stories that we're looking for this season is, you know, and trainers to match some of those stories.
Ooh.
So, you know, we're branching out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's very important for us that the trainers will be able to connect with the cast members because, you know, it's like Corey had to talk with Ken, and Corey was telling him about his humble beginnings and that he lost his mom at a young age, just like Ken did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that they will be able to, you know, relate to one another or like have something in common or connect.
Mm-hmm. If they can't relate, it's really hard.
Right.
Again, it's a mind, body, and soul transformation. That's what it's about. Yeah.
And trust. So Corey was able to trust, Ken was able to trust Corey because now he has something in common with him.
And you wouldn't, when you look at the two, you would not think that they would have anything in
common. Oh my God, no.
Not at all.
If they walked down the street, they would probably never meet each other, ever. Yeah.
So it's so cool that like the layers were peeled back and it was like, oh wow, they really do have something in common. And just seeing them work together, because you wouldn't have thought that they would have worked well together in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So seeing them kind of come together once he was more honest with Corey about his story and everything was very neat.
Yeah, even Will and Gunnar, you wouldn't necessarily put those two together in a million years.
And they didn't get along in the beginning at all.
But you know, I think it has a lot to say about our trainers though too, because they open up as well.
Mm-hmm.
For them to share their personal stories and, you know, things that they've gone through, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, do you guys have a favorite trainer and a favorite contestant? Or
that's good. I like that.
Like, who's your top, number one, number two trainer and contestant?
Oh, God, this is like, if I don't answer, do I have to eat something?
Like the James Corden.
Yeah, whatever.
Bring
out
the snake head. Bring it out.
I'm going to throw someone under the bus. Okay, I guess I could answer.
Okay.
You go first. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, you know, I'm dear to my heart is Ken Kitchen because it was a lot of work for me and I believed in him and I am very vested in him. So Ken and Mike Kolb, for those reasons, really, really important to me. Sutka was another one that was important to me too, because I thought she was very different and I knew it was going to be a challenging story, but I thought it was a good story to tell. You know, a girl from India going to school here. Very different, right?
Very different.
Mm-hmm. So I think out of those, and then trainers. Oh my God. I love them all.
No. I mean, I'm sure you do, but I can see in your eyes, it's almost like you're swooning over one. Like you want to mention somebody. Is it Luke or is it Corey?
Oh my God. Well, you know, I think in the very beginning, I did have a huge thing for Corey.
Okay.
Because the first time I went to see him and in the gym, I was just like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And he told me who he was.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to say, that interview was actually pretty phenomenal. So I think I liked that from him. And he was new on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was new on the scene, but he was getting his creds from, you know, working with Michael B. Jordan.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think Chloe saw that and, you know, his style and what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and, you know, the other ones, I mean, Simone de la Rue, I come from a dancer background. That's what I grew up with. So it's like, she's, you know, one of my faves, but I know I love Lacey, I love. I mean, Harley, I love. Yeah. Gunner, I love all of them.
I will say, I swoon for Simone.
Simone, yeah. Oh my gosh. She's like, one of the faves.
Yes. I've never been into older women, but like, I'm into her. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm like, she came in and like, she's always so sweet. Like, every time I ever go to like, to work out at her place or whatever, but she is just, she's so like invested in everything she does.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so beautiful and like, just the whole package. And I'm over here like, I'm here for you.
I'm here.
Inside and out. So I filmed with her last season. So okay, she trained the cast member that I filmed with too. So she is so sweet and she is so kind and mm-hmm. she does everything like from the bottom of her heart. And it's,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And who can't deny a dancer body?
Yeah, yep. It's so true. Yeah.
She has an amazing
but it is.
Body.
See, that's another type of workout that you would not even imagine to keep yourself in, you know, crazy shape. But dancers, you know, it's a hard workout.
I've never sweat so much in a workout.
Oh my gosh.
And you too.
Yes.
We did the dance cardio.
Oh.
I had never sweat so much in my entire life.
She keeps on inviting me to do her. Like,
we
her
can do
her
it. We have to do it. I know.
You should.
Do it. And I'm like, I'm so scared of the trampoline. I'm like so scared. I can't jump to save my life. Or like, I can't.
We've had people interviewed right now going, as long as I don't have to do that trampoline.
Oh.
I just don't want to do that trampoline. And I'm like, okay.
So funny.
We'll see.
And then that's when you put them with her because it's next for the TV.
You never know. Right.
But no, the trampoline is very challenging. It's mm-hmm. it's insane. But would you say she's one of your favorite trainers?
Oh my goodness.
So yes, Donna.
She was trying to get out of the question.
You know, I don't know. I did film with Gunner, Corey and Simone last season, and I like loved all of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're really, definitely some of the top.
They're all great. They're all great. Great. It's, yes,
and so. I have mutual friends with Corey, so it's just like we go pay back.
No,
but so he's just like this.
I mean, they're also good. I mean, Aaron was, like you said, amazing. Mm-hmm. Lou came in. Latriel. Lacey is phenomenal.
Amazing.
She doesn't give up at all.
She's so caring. Mm-hmm. She's so nice.
Can we
not forgetting anyone, are we?
There's a lot of them.
Like,
can we expect to see, obviously, there's probably going to be some new trainers like there were in season two, but can we expect to see some of our favorite people return?
Sure, we can't really say that right now.
I had to try.
That was good. Well, you know what they say is, if it's not broke, you don't have to change. Wait, if
you
it's
don't
not broke,
it.
You don't fix it.
Exactly.
I was going to try and change the saying.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, if it works, it works. You know, but here's the thing. People's schedules.
You're right.
It's
right.
Like, we just don't know. You know, the timing on everything, that's a big, big ordeal, too. So we always have to be prepared.
And the trainers give out a lot of their time.
A lot.
A lot of their time for our cast members. Yeah. Mm.
And are we going to see Chloe? I know she just, you know, had a baby and she's doing her. I see her on a Snapchat still working out. But
yeah,
is it going to be a flip this season? Or is she still actually going to be there to talk to the
I believe she, I mean, I can only imagine she has to be there.
Right.
I mean, it's her show.
It is her show. And it's very relatable right now. She just had a baby.
Yeah.
So she's going to be, you know, getting the body back in shape.
Yeah.
So she'll have a lot to talk about to some of the, you know, hopefully upcoming new applicants. But yeah, We hope we see a lot of her, of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's not a show without Khloe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no,
it's Khloe. I think it's called She's Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian. Yeah.
That she's going to be sneaky. We're like, oh no, I have my baby. Yeah.
Then that's when she passes it to Kim and it would be Revenge Body with Kim Kardashian.
Right, right.
That would be interesting too, like if Khloe couldn't do one season. That'd be interesting to see.
She would have her sisters fill in every episode.
Yeah, yeah, that's another whole spinoff.
Right? Mm-hmm. All these spinoffs she could do.
I know.
Or they could all come together.
I would love that too.
One big force, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, Kim did a cameo. Like she was in one of the episodes.
Yes.
With
Ken
Kitchen. Yeah.
I think I had to pick him up off the floor. He was so. he was just like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His reaction is just to run.
He just runs every time. But he I think he texted me for 2 weeks every day after that. I was like, thank you, changed my life. Yeah, that was the most amazing experience.
Yeah, that's I got this too at 1-2 in the morning. I'm like, it's Ken.
That's amazing.
Okay, it's Ken. What time do you go to bed?
Right? Well, before we go, we had to do this thing called Tea Time, where we kind of talk about some of the things happening in their world because we love keeping up. So let's talk about this. Obviously, this is True. Adorable. Khloe is still contemplating giving True a middle name or not. She says it was enough pressure to pick a first name, and she mentions how she has a couple names in mind but isn't completely sure about it yet. But I can't even think of something that would go with True something Thompson. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Trudette Thompson.
Trudette. Oh my gosh. That's so good.
D-A-T though.
Trudette.
D-A-T.
Yeah. They could go with Jay-Z and call it True Blue.
Oh my gosh. True Blue Thompson.
True Blue.
I feel like Beyonce might be a little upset.
I know.
Thomas with Beyonce.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't go there.
Exactly.
I know. Maybe after her mother, Chris, or maybe after MJ.
Okay.
Mary Jo.
True Love Thompson.
True Love. Ooh, that's pretty. Nice.
I like this. We're giving her all these ideas.
I know.
You know? Chloe, just call me.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out.
True Buzz.
True Buzz. If Beyonce hadn't named her child Blue Ivy, I think True Blue would have been great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True Blue sounds,
Absolutely. And then I ran into Kendall the other day. I was so excited.
Oh my God, look at you.
It was honestly one of the best moments ever. I was actually at the Woodland Hills mall.
There, okay.
Right after they had brought these flyers over to me and my friends, someone said, "Is that Kendall Jenner?" And I was like, "Oh, that's funny, you know."
Yeah.
And then someone started running. And I was like, someone started running after her. And I was like, "Oh, I've got to see if this is Kendall because, you know, she's one of my favorite people ever." So I went after her and she was with one of her friends. And, I don't like to go up to people. I don't like to go up to people if they're facing the other way, because then they're this kid's coming from behind me.
Right,
he must have followed me, you know?
Right.
So I kind of stayed back and she turned and threw something in a trash can and she kind of looked over as she was about ready to get into her friend's car. And I was like, "Hi, Kendall." I was like, "I'm sorry to bother you. I just wanted to tell you that I work for AfterBuzz TV and we do the show Kardashians Weekly. We talk about your family every week. And I'm like, you inspire me so much and I just really appreciate you." And I didn't know what to expect because I was like, she's either going to be cool, and get in the car. And she literally looked at me. She's like, "That is so sweet. I'm so happy to meet you." And she did this, to give me a hug.
Wow.
And I was like, "I'm allowed to touch her?" So I give her a hug and she's so sweet. And then I'm like, "Do you mind if I get a photo real quick?" And she was so nice.
That's such a good photo too.
Yeah. Thank you.
People don't realize how nice they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't expect them to be this nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was a big moment. I was excited
about it. Look, you guys are wearing the same colors.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So that was really exciting. I texted Howard and he was so mad. He was like, "Are you kidding me right now?"
I was so jealous. I'm not gonna lie. Kendall's one of my faves besides Khloe. Those are my two top faves. And
yeah.
I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And before moving on to Kim, I wanted to mention that Kylie was kind of defending herself this week because she just came out with another pop-up shop in San Fran, which was really cool. She hadn't had a pop-up shop since, she'd been pregnant and everything. So she didn't show up for a few hours because, she, for safety reasons, she had to go after it had been open for a while, and she had to work with the police to know when it was safe to go in and when they could block off the roads to get her there. But everyone just assumed, "Oh, well, she doesn't care, she's late." And she's like, "No, they tell me when I'm allowed to go."
Yeah.
So she kind of stuck up for herself, and it kind of gave you a little bit of insight into, okay, well, there's a lot that goes on to get her from one place to another.
Oh, like, absolutely.
She can't just show up. She has to, like, plan these things out. So that was kind of interesting to get, like, the backstory.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, there are all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Especially today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's insane, for sure. Yeah. And then also we have a segment called Gram Glam. So we've picked who we think is the best dressed this week on Instagram. Of course, we have Kim.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't, that's great. Do you guys remember what... Do you know what event she was at, Howard?
I don't remember. But I know... I do remember somebody
like Versace
else wore this dress. Yeah.
But I love this. I think this is... And she always is wearing the color contacts now, which are pretty cool.
Yeah.
She wore them at the Met Gala, I think.
Yeah.
Like, with the lashes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty.
And then, of course, here's Courtney Bikini... bod here at the ocean.
Looks like she's topless.
It really does, but she's
does
not.
I'm
she's
looking at me, I'm like, going, oh my gosh, is that topless?
Courtney is having the time of her life now.
She sure
oh my
is.
God. Yeah, she definitely
is. She looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I feel like ever since she's been with Eunice, she's just felt younger and like kind of gotten her self-confidence back and just seems very happy, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, my girl Kendall, looking great.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah. Gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Yeah. She's such a, like a natural beauty to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I just love it.
Is. This is an interesting photo because she usually like when I met her, she's very natural most of the time. Mm-hmm. She doesn't wear a lot of makeup, but this is one where she's actually like full glammed out. So it's always interesting to see because when she hits the runway, she obviously has to do all of this. So
right.
Either way, though, she looks incredible.
Yeah.
And we have...
Who can look that good in a robe?
Right? I know, exactly. And then we have Kylie, which she was on her way to the pop-up shop here, and she always looks incredible. And can you believe the bounce back she had after this baby? Like,
she got snatched real quick.
I
like
know.
That. Her like waist just snatched. Oh my God.
Is that what you call it?
Snatched.
Snatched.
Yes. And of course, I wanted to show Chloe, but Chloe didn't post anything this week.
Oh,
so she's kind of took a little bit of break. She's gearing up for Revenge Body. She's trying to get her own Revenge Body. So, all right, let's kind of go down the line here. Who do you choose best dressed of the week?
Oh my goodness, that's so tough.
Or, you know, best dressed, obviously you can't really see much of her out
here.
Yeah. Like the whole package, like
the whole package
the pose,
of the photos?
The, you know,
whose
everything.
Photo would you like?
Yeah. Double tap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kim. For me, it's Kim.
Yeah?
Yeah, Kim's photo.
That was a great photo.
And I think I'd go with Kendall. Wait.
That's Kylie.
Kendall. Oh, my God. Bathrobe girl. I'm getting them all mixed up. Yeah.
What about you, Howard?
I think I would have to go with Kim.
Okay.
I liked it. Yeah, the whole dress.
It's a new look.
Yes.
She keeps on reinventing herself. That's true. And that's what I like about her so much. Yeah, it's a new look, and she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so different lately. She's been like, I don't know, it's like a whole new person.
Well, her body is crazy now.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
oh
insane.
Gosh.
She's
yeah.
like, and now she's doing, like, on her app, she's doing, like, a lot of fitness stuff. So,
That's cool.
So check out her app. So I'm not the spokesperson for it, but...
But she has a new trainer that she works with, or has been working with for a while.
Melissa.
And... intense, like she works her out like crazy
and she's on a strict diet and she's really sticking to it and like her body is amazing and you can tell like in her face she slimmed down a lot but
well she
like,
had her baby weight even though she didn't carry this baby she got to get back into shape
even though she
they all had those babies
right
yeah so whether you're actually carrying or not you still go through it
can you guys confirm who is now going to be pregnant
Chris no
that would be insane
Caitlin I don't know Caitlin is it possible
I think it's Kendall's turn you know?
And Kendall has said before she's like no I'm good for a while she's like sometimes I look at all the babies that have you know just been born and I'm thinking oh maybe I have baby fever and she's like I quickly become like okay no I'm good for a while
she's also a model so she has to you know
oh, yeah.
like
yeah.
it's a you know still the beginning of her career and she's young too so
definitely well thank you so much for being here
so much fun
before we leave what is the one thing that you hope fans will take home from season 3 of Revenge Body?
How about we just say the next show? The biggest thing we want them to take away, I mean, again, to, you know, the idea or to plant in their brains that you can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all possible. Mm. It's completely possible. But, you know, even if you can't get the Hollywood trainer and you can't get Chloe to talk to through your process, there are ways to make it happen. Just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
You followed what was going on in the show and you did it on your own. So, you know, reach out. And also, too, you know, we're here for you, too. If you just want to talk about how can I get started, what can I do in my hometown, we can definitely help you out.
That's amazing. Yes. Yeah. That's very awesome.
We love our people.
Yes.
We love our people.
Even the cast members, Jill has like a program. Yeah. That's 8-week program mm-hmm. that she's from season one. And several people that came in to interview with me had told me, oh, like I lost 30 pounds from Jill's program.
Wow. Oh,
that's right. You do have the whole support of everybody that's been on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they learn a lot and they love sharing what they learned with their followers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I cannot wait. I'm so excited for season 3. I'm very excited that there is a season 3 because I'm always like waiting after, you know, a season ends. I'm like, okay, how's it going to go? Like, are they going to get renewed? So I'm super thankful that you guys are renewed.
Well, we have to, you know, I think E still has to make the big announcement.
Oh, okay. So you guys are doing all this.
We just keep casting. We are just keep on casting. That's right. We're like, okay, so yes, we have to make sure that we make that correction. You know, E is the one that'll let us know. But but for us, it's valuable enough for us to invest our time into it now.
Yes, absolutely, awesome. Yeah. And then, where can everyone find you on social media once again?
So it's DanaAsadi. It's Dana, but it's pronounced it's Dana, but it's spelled like Dana.
Okay,
because I'm foreign. Asadi, all one word.
And mine is at Conlico TV.
And mine is at Howard the Third on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And we will keep up with you next time.
We'll keep up with you, too.
Why am I looking?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.